This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So an SNL comic is suicidal. You guys, you probably didn't see this story because it doesn't mean much in terms of what we discuss and the things that drive by us, you know, and fly by us in the terms of the media stuff that happens every day. A Saturday Night Live comic being suicidal. You're going, Kevin, what are you talking about, man? Who cares? That's why you're here. Glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I saw this story come by my, you know, my producers. Well, they found it for me, and I decided, you know what? There's something there. Yeah, I'll read you a little piece of this article. It says, Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels is reportedly sending Pete Davidson to get help after the comedian posted a nearly suicidal message online hours before the show aired on NBC last weekend. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. I didn't even know who Pete Davidson was until there was a roast of, it was Rob Lowe. I think it was supposed to be a roast of Rob Lowe. It turned into a roast of Ann Coulter. And I'll never forget the look in Ann's face where she was like, wow, I got invited to a roast and it was me. And I believe it was Rob Lowe. Honestly, I can't remember, but I know Rob Lowe was in it. And the reason why it was shocking is because Rob Lowe calls himself a conservative. And he pretty much set up Ann Coulter to become the butt of this joke, of this roast, when they were roasting, theoretically, somebody else. And I don't even remember who it was. That should tell you how uneventful the roast was and how targeted at Ann Coulter it was. And she was noticeably uncomfortable. But I got to tell you, she handled it so cool. When it was her turn, she actually referenced, though, who knew, you know, I didn't know I was coming here to get myself roasted. Somebody should have let me know. And that's just the way Ann is. Sweet lady. Don't always agree with her, but she's an amazing wit and knows what she's talking about. But long story short, Pete Davidson, was one of the guys there. And he's a weird-looking dude. He looks like a raccoon. He's got dark spots on his eyes. He can't be more than 30 years old. He's a millennial. And his wit was weird. But here's what I'm going to tell you, because I'm not that in tune with pop culture. Maybe it was funny, but it wasn't funny to me. And that's just a fact. I mean, there's humor that can be geared towards, for example, the pharmaceutical industry, where I don't get it. And I don't particularly like that type of humor, because I think humor should be funny for everybody. But it can be targeted and it can be funny to a limited number of people. So I'm not saying he's not funny. He's got a job writing for SNL. I think they suck now from the days when I watched it with, Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy and Chevy Chase and others, Gilda Radner. So I think it's a very different show. Garrett Morris, I happen to love Garrett Morris. So, you know, I've got my own opinions about that. And maybe I'm suffering from old man syndrome, you know, where I've been doing this so long. It's like, oh, now back in the day when we walked uphill twice to school, you know, coming and going 16 miles barefooted, you know. And anyway, so maybe that's the case. I don't think so. I just don't think they're funny. I think I know humor. And I'm not keeping up with pop culture to the degree that I did when I was 25. But I still think I know what's funny. Anyway, Pete Davidson, he's obviously a successful guy. He's writing for Saturday Night Live. He's at a roast with lots of luminaries and comedians and what have you. And as I said, pretty good career. I think he was engaged to some, you know, maybe Ariana Grande or something. I don't know. But it was a big name person. I know that. I remember seeing something like that. I don't keep up with it. So I'm telling you, go check your facts on all this stuff. But according to this article, a source tells the New York Post's Page Six that at some point Saturday night, Michaels made a decision to cut the 25-year-old from the show to, quote, give Pete a break. His sketches were dropped before the early evening rehearsals, the tabloid reported. Michaels, who is an executive producer for the sketch comedy show, pledged to help all he can, including sending Pete to get help. Everyone on the cast is hugely protective of him and were obviously upset, particularly Colin Jost and Michael Chee on Weekend Update. Now, here's my point to all of this. This kid is a flaming leftist who puts his, I mean, his humor was attacking of Ann Coulter. It was so amazing. It was blatantly so. That's what made me take notice of him. And it was cleverly delivered to some degree, but so I started kind of tracking him little by little. I didn't like, you know, go after him like with a private eye, you know, from that standpoint, but I started tracking him. But here's the bigger picture. Guys like him, wildly successful, 25 years old, writing for a major show, living in Hollywood, dating the, you know, most well-known girls. I mean, and this dude, let me put it this way. Off of Saturday Night Live, this guy couldn't even be, Ariana Grande wouldn't let him be her waiter, much less her boyfriend. So he's got it all. And what's he do? Around midday Saturday, Davidson posted a cryptic post, a photo to Instagram, which read, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do was help people. Just remember, I told you so." That was his note. And this is the note of Democrats. This is the note of despair. This is the note of you can never satisfy these people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, you listening to this program, you understand all the emotions of humanity. You get it. Depression, anger, you know, etc. You understand it. But you know what you can do? You can cope. And there's a reason why you can cope. It's because there's rarely a conflict that you don't resolve on your own. Even if you're doing something bad, you can resolve that conflict because you are smart. You know, okay, I'm conflicted because I know I'm doing something wrong. So, you know, there's no real conflict here. It's only a conflict of my morality versus what I know to be right. Democrats, leftists, progressives, the guys like this Pete Davidson and everybody associated with him, all these people that end up just in the, I mean, quite frankly, where you go, you're shaking your head going, you have it all. Why would you do this? Why would you commit suicide? Why would you even threaten to? Why would you be so upset about this or that? They don't know how to handle it. This guy, at 25 years old, has accomplished more in life, you know, financially, in his career, than most people would do in 10 lifetimes. And he can't find happiness. He's posting on Instagram, not privately, to the public. It's a cry for help. Let me tell you, folks, everything you witness by these Democrats politically is exactly a Pete Davidson. It's a cry for help.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm so happy we have a president who's willing to shut down the government over saving our lives. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. There's a lot of time between now and the election. And let me tell you, Donald Trump plays things so cool. I mean, I don't know how it has to be luck, because you can't orchestrate the types of things that happen with Trump. You can't do it. So the timing. Now the budget, it's time for the budget. September 30th is the end of the budget. So they've been using these continuing resolutions to fund the government. And Donald Trump says, I'm not going to extend it unless I get a border wall. He's looking for peanuts, chump change with respect to this border wall. And he says, unless I get it, I'll shut the government down. Now, what does that mean? Who gets impacted? See, we always fight about this, and people are upset. Oh, man, people are going to lose services, and old people are going to die. Yeah, people were supposed to die when they did got rid of net neutrality or whatever. People were going to die. I saw statistics that said the download speeds are up 38.5%. The upload speeds are up 22% or something. But we were all supposed to die. Poor people wouldn't eat if the internet didn't get regulated by the government. And you know what happened? Exactly opposite. Poor people getting fatter than ever, and the internet is feasting Okay? That's what the Democrats do. They want you to fear stuff. I don't fear the government being shut down. I've been saying for a long time, shut that sucker down. I bet many of you have been saying it too. See, Trump's a different fighter. And that's that. Whether you like it or not, whether you are, you would be him or not, you respect it. You respect it. I'll tell you, people don't tell you what they respect. People will look at you for your quality that you have. Go, man, he's so brash. God, it's unbelievable. But then they'll watch you be brash and go get what you want. Like, you know, you're not getting good service, right? Somewhere. And you're brash. And you go, hey, listen, Mater D, come here. Come here. Listen, I'm not as happy with this service. This is not good at all. Oh, sir, well, let us take care of your bill. I will send over a bottle of wine for you and your team here, and we will give you a thing to come back and eat for free again. Okay, that'll work. And everybody's looking at you embarrassed at the table like, oh, my God. But then they're secretly, here's what they're thinking. Dang, the meal got taken care of. He got a free bottle of wine, and now they're going to take care of his next meal? But they're still, oh, you're so brash. Let me tell you, I like brash. I want brash. I'm sick of this wishy-washy, weak-kneed, sissified way that the Republicans and many of the conservatives, the people that understand right from wrong but will not stand up for it because, oh, it's too principled and it might actually cost them something. They might lose a friend. Well, man, shoot, get in line. I've lost so many friends in this, and for the record, I don't even care. You're not a friend of mine if I can't speak my opinion, but you can speak yours. To heck with you. Shut this government down. Charlie Kirk, one of my buddies, suggested President Trump call this shutdown the Kate Steinle government shutdown for citizens of America, whatever, but he said the Kate Steinle government shutdown. And I agree. I agree 100%. There needs to be theatrics. Trump needs to say, for every day that the government is shut down over immigration, we are saving lives. And they just need to have a poster child of every day of somebody who was killed by illegals. They need to be popping up the news of every time an illegal commits crimes against American citizens and remind people of how bad these people are. Are you kidding me? Shut this government down. Give me some theatrics, Donald Trump. He does it. Here's what they wrote in Yahoo News. They said, an intensifying spending standoff sent U.S. lawmakers scrambling Monday to avert a partial government shutdown. With Republican and Democrat leaders deadlocked over President Trump's demand for border wall funding. Let me just interrupt real quick. Donald Trump is going to win the battle of border wall funding. He's going to win it. If the Republican National Committee, they're going to stop. I can imagine. I'm just going to give you a little hint here, Rona. You might want to run commercials of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and all of them agreeing that we needed to fund the border, to fund against illegal immigration and emphasize this stuff. It's all out there. There's not a Democrat candidate at the highest level who has not been for a border wall. Not one. But suddenly they're not for it under Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump has everything going on this issue. All the momentum. There is nothing that CNN, MSNBC, or any of the fake news outlets are going to do to convince the majority of America that we don't need a wall. But here's what they say. As Washington barreled toward a shuttering of key federal agencies in just 4 days, the White House appeared dug in on Trump's call for Congress to budget $5 billion in 2019 to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border that he insists will check illegal immigration. It'll do more than that. I'll get to that in a bit. But here's what's funny. $5 billion is a rounding error in the government budget. It's a rounding error. Again, every one of these Democrats has asked for this. So why haven't we gotten it? That's the key. If I were Trump, that's what I'd say. I'd say, okay, let me give you an idea of where $5 billion fits in the government budget. Boom, here's where that is. Now, let me show you what the Democrats said under Barack Obama. Bam. And I'd say, now, ask yourself, why is it that something that costs so little, that's going to bring so much, that they've agreed to in the past, is not good with me? That should give you your answer to everything that you see about me. These people are lying, disingenuous skinks. Okay, whatever. And they don't want me to get what we what. I don't want a wall so I can say, "Ooh, another feather in my cap." I want a wall so Kate Steinle and many others don't have to die at the hands of illegals. That's what I want a wall for. $5 billion. Then they go on to say this. If no breakthrough is reached, the shutdown would occur over the Christmas holiday when most lawmakers flee the U.S. Capitol, leaving Washington red-faced at the end of the year. Good. And when 2019 roars in, Donald Trump will be able to rub it in their face. He's already said, I'll take credit for the shutdown. Shut it down. Chuck, don't worry. See, those are the most feared words that come that for any Democrat. Is when somebody stands up and says, I got it. No worries. Chuck Schumer's used to people backing down. He and his, well, let's go into private and we'll talk about it later. And Trump's like, no, we got nothing to talk about. I accept full responsibility for a government shutdown. End of story. See, I want you to just think for 1 second. What if Trump had said, well, it's not going to be my fault if it shut down the government? Then what would Chuck Schumer be? Well, yes, it will, Mr. President. And then suddenly we're talking about the government shutdown as an issue. You know why we're not going to really talk about the government shutdown as an issue? Because Trump says, I'll take full responsibility. Whoa, I feel an anointment coming on. I think somebody needs to come and put my robe on. I'm serious. This is Trump, quintessential Trump. He's taken a card off the table. Oh, you think shutting down the government is a Trump card? It is. I have it. There's a lot more when we come back. I want to finish on this. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate leaders are working on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the government for the next 6 weeks. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells you what he believes Nancy Pelosi would do if the government would happen to shut down.
She'll just wait until January the 3rd, and when she's running the show in the House, and then send us a budget without a penny for the wall.
Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on Capitol Hill today speaking behind closed doors to House Republicans. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he's very interested about that meeting in 2016 between former President Bill Clinton and Lynch.
These issues and Loretta Lynch's participation in that, those all need to come out today because it all points to kind of a double standard here. What happened to Hillary Clinton, what's happening to Michael Flynn, and anybody associated with President Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'll tell you what, we're about to find out just how much government is needed. That's right. And I suggest to you that Donald Trump knows by shutting down the government and making a big deal about it and making the American populace understand that, hey, this isn't that big of a deal, people will go, we don't need nearly as much government as I thought. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Who do you want championing this cause for you? The idea that, you know, we got to have all this government. The necessities of government never stop. It's only the frivolous crap. So Donald Trump will say, yeah, we shut down the Department of Interior. We shut down this or that. Okay, how many people are going to national wildlife parks in the dead of winter? You know, not very many. If he shuts down these non-essential things, people will go, we'll figure it out. It's like NFL football. You can figure out something else to do when you quit watching, right? And Donald Trump, he's taken this. He said it's okay. They said this, if they shut the government down, it'll be through Christmas. All these congressmen will go home. Senators and congressmen will go home. And then they said, this is an article, and I'm reading this, the closure could potentially spill into early January when the new Congress, including a democratically controlled House of Representatives, is sworn in. Then guess who gets to take some of the blame? It's going to be them. And here's what Richard Shelby, who's a Senate Appropriations Committee chairman, a Republican, said. He says, we'll see soon, but the clock's ticking away. Now, the article says this. Democrats are united in their opposition to Trump's ask, saying their intent is to vote for no more than $1.6 billion in border security funding as laid out in bipartisan Senate legislation earlier this month. Trump launched a fresh attack on the opposition party and its offer of wall-less border security funding. He said this. I saw this tweet. He said, anytime you hear a Democrat saying that you could have good border security without a wall, write them off as just another politician following the party line. He's right. He's exactly right. These people like to kick the can down the road. And they've done it so well that it's funny. We know we need border security. They've said it for, I'll tell you this, they've said it for the better part of a decade. Barack Obama campaigned, and he said it with his own mouth. And you know what we do? Nothing. More and more people flooding in. Let me tell you something. Have you heard anything about the caravan in a week? Okay, let's go back 2 weeks. Have you heard anything significant? Remember when it was all the news? They were marching up. They were going to get on the border. They were going to, and now is all the humanitarian stuff. The only thing they talked about is one kid that came over and died over here or something. And everybody's, that death is on Donald Trump. Really? We think that death is on the Democrats. They can't win the PR battle anymore. But let's do a caravan update because, Ronald McDaniel, who's the president, the RNC chair, GOP chairwoman, she says this. In 2013, all 54 Democrat senators voted for $46 billion in border security, including 700 miles of border fencing. Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, and Elizabeth Warren all voted yes. But now that Donald Trump is in office, well, they don't want it anymore. They're opposed. That's what she tweeted. But I want you to hear something that's even better. This is Tucker Carlson, and he's, pardon me, he followed up on this story, about the caravan, because it's gone from the mainstream news. And Tucker's going, we're not going to leave it behind. We want to know. We're supposed to be, these people coming over are supposed to be great for us. And we'll talk more about all the different things that the Democrats tell us about bringing people over into the country, how great it is for us. But here are the results.
The threat to free speech, it turns out, is very real. Here's one example. Last week, we interviewed a man named Genaro Lopez. Lopez is an elected official in Tijuana, Mexico. He's exactly the kind of person you'd think a lot of American journalists would want to talk to. For months, the media have demanded that the migrant caravan from Honduras must be admitted into the United States. Once it gets here, they've told us, our country will be greatly improved by its presence. That's how immigration works. Okay. It turns out we can test that hypothesis. That very same caravan, the one they've been telling you about, is now encamped in Tijuana. It's been there for weeks. Simple question, has the caravan made Tijuana better? Genaro Lopez would know the answer. His job is to represent the citizens of that city. We've invited Lopez on twice to ask about the caravan. Here's some of what he told us. Seems that somebody's cleaning up garbage. Is there a lot of trash there?
There's a lot of trash because what I was trying to tell you, the 360 grew to 6,200, and that's when it got out of hand. So we got another facility. It's a big concert hall where you can have like 10,000 people under a roof.
That was on December 3rd. 10 days later, we invited Genaro Lopez back onto the show to see how Tijuana was doing. Nobody else in the media seemed interested in what had happened to the caravan. As long as the migrants remained in Mexico, they couldn't really be used to attack Donald Trump. So the press moved on to the next dumb, shiny thing. But we were interested. Here's what Lopez told us.
Things aren't getting better. They're probably getting worse. Last weekend, we issued an ultimatum to all the Hondurans and Guatemalans that are camping out here on the street. They're blocking the street and they're doing all their necessities, trashing the street. Problems are still going on. There's been like 280 arrests. Before it was only for drug possession and being drunk in the streets. Now it's for breaking and entering into homes.
Trashing the street, doing drugs in public, blocking traffic, breaking into homes. That's not at all what CNN promised us.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Of course, that's what people do, especially poor people. And it's sad that these people may have a sense of desperation and feel as though they've got to break into homes or whatever. But you know what? You shouldn't have left your home. Glad you guys are back with me. KJRadio.com. I'm not heartless. I'm a realist. I wouldn't let me put it to you this way. I wouldn't march 2,000 miles, not have any support system, and be stuck somewhere, put myself in a position where I've got to do things to survive. And even if I got to that point, I would still try to rely on the good nature of the individuals there. But I wouldn't put myself in harm's way in that respect. These people were not forced out. They were enticed out. All the things that are happening to them are because of Democrats. Democrats saying, go to the border and help us in our election cycle. And where are the Democrats now? Where's all the money that was funding these migrants? You think it's still there? You think people are still out there going, hey, here, come here, get some money. Oh, you got a baby? Come here. Come over here. Let me get you money. No, they're gone. They're, as Tucker Carlson alluded, they're off to the next shiny object. And how pathetic. But look at what the man, you think about this audio. You couldn't see the video. The trash in Tijuana was unbelievable. It made Occupy Wall Street look like utopia. Remember how filthy it was with them? Hazmat crews? The crews cleaning up this stuff, it was mountains of trash. If you get a chance to see the video, go look at it. It's on, certainly on par with Occupy Wall Street. I'm not going to compare one or the other. It was filth. Now, if you know anything about Tijuana, Mexico, it's not exactly a paradise, okay? And he's talking about, okay, it started out with a few hundred. Now it grew to 6,200, over 6,000. What do you think they wanted for us? They wanted tens of thousands of people to rush across our border for us to deal with the problem then the way the left wanted to do, take advantage of it politically. And then it got stopped. Now, I want you to understand also how important it was for Donald Trump to stop this. I want you to ask yourself, what would Hillary Clinton have done? I want you to ask yourself, what would Barack Obama have done? We would have tens of thousands of Central American and Hondurans coming into this country, and even more would start to march. You would have seen the floodgate open, and you know what your president did? He said, nope, you're not coming. Not only am I not letting you in, I'm telling the world, you are no longer coming to crash our borders. And you know what happened? Sanity has been restored. What did the Mexican dude say? He said, we're telling them, all these these Central Americans, you have to leave and go back to your home of origin. End of story. It's not our problem. It's Mexico's problem. Now, I would venture to tell you, the United States will help them get home. But the new message is, don't come back. Man, I gotta tell you, this is so refreshing. And knowing that we're going to win this border battle makes me feel pretty good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Crooked nuns. Oh, boy. You guys remember the embezzling nuns? We talked about them, right? 500 grand they stole from their private school. And I told you guys, I said, that's what leftists do. Leftists hide in plain sight. So here's what these nuns, and I'm using my finger quotes, these are just leftist women who are using the church and they're using that as their shield for all the things that they want to do that are nefarious. And no, but you know, guess what? Nuns. You see a nun, you're, oh, sister so and so. Oh my goodness. You see nothing but wholesome and goodness, right? It's like hearing the title Reverend. Oh, he's a Reverend. Oh, my goodness, Reverend. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. See, I'm no longer fooled by that. I will look. You can tell me I'm Reverend so-and-so, and I'll go, hey, Paul, how's it going? Because there's nothing for you to be revered for until you prove it. Oh, I used to be one of those that would just, oh, he's a reverend, he's a nun, he's a coach, he's a teacher, professor, attorney. Now I go, oh, well, nice to meet you, Susan, Paul, Jean, whatever, I don't care about you. Senator so-and-so. Hey, Nancy, Chuck. What? I remember when Feinstein, you will call me Senator General. See, a general has earned it. A senator is nothing to me. A general has to serve. Now, his job is to serve he's in the employment of the United States citizen, but it's a little different. These politicians won't. Hey, you will refer to me as Senator, Congressman. No, I won't. You work for me. You will refer to me as Mr. They call me Mr. Jackson. You remember that movie they called me? Y'all too young. Remember they called me Mr. Tibbs? Sidney Poitier? But anyway, you get what I'm saying, folks. My producers are too young, not you. You listening out there, I know how old you are. You remember, they call me Mr. Tibbs. Anyway, these embezzling nuns, they connect to Barack Obama. Believe it or not. $500,000 they stole from a private school, gambled away their ill-gotten gains in Las Vegas. And my question was, why aren't these two women working for the Clintons? They make fantastic Democrats. Their fake religion indulges their demons. And as I've often pointed out about Democrats, again, I will tell you, they hide right in front of your face. I talked about your Democrat voting coach. He's nothing but a pedophile. Your Democrat voting capitalist is nothing but a conniving cheat who's lacing his drugs or spiking something or stepping on the necks of somebody. Your Democrat voting Holly Weirdo Entertainment is a carbon-loving, tax-cheating, man- or woman-hating, sanctimonious sexual predator who wants more awards. Please give me a Grammy or a Tony or a Grammy or whatever. They got all them dang awards. People's choice. In the scheme of things, folks, these nuns did exactly what they were taught to do, but there's a connection to them. A connection. An American Spectator explains it. They say this. It was reported recently that a couple of nuns out in Southern California, had ripped off the Catholic school where they worked for many years to the tune of at least $500,000. They spent the money on gambling sprees to Las Vegas, among other pursuits. I love that part. You know, what else are they spending on? Probably, what do they call them? Gigolos. They probably spent on gigolos. The habitless sisters who penned up together in Torrance townhouse inside a gated community. The neighbors, according to the Los Angeles Times, wonder how they afforded their matching Volvos. Hail from the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet, a social justice religious order. Did you even think such a thing exists? A social justice religious order. But they go on. But even richer than that, it is the order that played an important role in Obama's Alinskyite education. Funny how all these things seem to connect mysteriously. They say it was at Mount St. Mary's College in L.A., a college founded by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet, that Obama went for a 10-day seminar in the 1980s to learn Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Who knew? Wow. As reported in No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, the gay mafia socialist from Chicago, Cardinal Joseph Bernardine, paid for Obama's trip out to St. Mary's College for that event. This is a college teaching Alinsky-esque type practices for the people like Obama, who do nothing but stir trouble. They bring not one ounce of productivity to the world. Not an ounce. I dare you. Go back and look at Obama's entire life. He hasn't brought an ounce of productivity to the world his entire existence. His hands have not made a product. He's not performed any reasonable service that you can... Oh, Kevin, he was a community organizer. Go look at where he community organized and tell me where you go. Oh, he was amazing, man. That guy was so... It's worse. These were left-wing nuns. And here's what they said. And they had maintained a chapter for the Industrial Areas Foundation, a group of socialist agitators that Saul Alinsky established with the help of Chicago priests who would later honor Obama at Notre Dame. The sisters were happy to let Alinskyite activists use their campus in the summer to train the next generation of subversives. See, this is what the Catholic Church has become. It's just, I know there's Catholics listening to the program. You have a wonderful religion, but your leadership is not doing it justice. Your leadership is so far from God, it's ridiculous. As I like to say, this explains what happened to the church. Remember the good old days, folks, when the church actually understood right from wrong, or should I say right from left? But not anymore. Like academia, religion was long ago infiltrated by leftists, and now they hide out there. They want you to believe they're good, pious people, when in fact, they're nothing but pedophiles. They're scam artists. They rely on your thoughts about what a nun represents, or what a priest represents, what the clergy represents, what the church represents. They rely on you to have that muscle memory, so you let your guard down. It's funny. Talk to a conservative today. I bet you, and I'm not even lying about this, in the last 6 months, I've probably talked to four people, and without any encouragement on my part, they say things like this. They go, well, yeah, Kevin, that girl was a total snake. And you know what she would do? She would quote Bible scripture. And I would go, there you go. Because what they're saying is, these are the people that come up to you, oh, my goodness, well, now that's not good. You know, because as they say in John chapter 10, verses 2 through 3, you know, blah, blah, and they give you, and the minute somebody does that, I go, and then we wonder, why are people turned off by religion? See, it isn't us turning people off by religion. I'm a religious person. I am a Christ follower. Failed beyond belief, okay? I'll just admit it. By the way, so are you. But that's okay. You don't have to tell me. But fail beyond belief. But I'll tell you this. I know what I do wrong, and I'm willing to own up to it. And these leftists that hide behind it and try to pretend, shame on them. Many of my friends. Oh, Kevin. So-and-so came up to me talking about, oh, religious this and quoting the Bible and all this, and immediately it raised a red flag. Back to my earlier point. That's what's turning people off about us. We come off sanctimonious. Look, if you're religious, be religious. Let it creep into the conversation in some kind of way. But don't go quoting, you know, Philippians 4:13, okay? Because then but it's not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. What I'm saying is, people have, the leftists have destroyed religion to the point where when you bring it up, people get turned off. Even the religious get turned off. I'm the religious. When you bring it up to me, it raises a red flag for me more than it does anything else. Now, if I discover that you read your Bible, that you're a religious person, and I go, whoa, Bill, I didn't realize you. Oh, yeah, Kevin, I read the Bible every day. Try to study a little bit, just get a little bit of learning. Okay, cool. See, that's a conversation. You know, hey, man, you want to come to my church? I'll go to your church. You know, that's conversation. But these people, they're the ones who corrupted Barack Obama. No, I shouldn't say that. He was corrupted before. But this is what they talk about with this. Mount St. Mary's College was IF's longstanding summer location where trainees arrived on a Tuesday afternoon. Wednesdays was devoted to two basic staples of IF training. World as is, world as should be. Power session. Power and self-interest. Obama was familiar with Alinsky's major themes and principles. And he goes on to talk about this. I got to leave it there for now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.